Some things you can't get over, like an insurmountable hurdle, the principle of turtles.
Miguel from Cape Verde works to save sea turtles in Boa Vista, one of the 9 inhabitant islands belonging to the West African Republic. For Miguel, it's clear why people should get involved.
The turtles have lived in the ocean for more than 100 million years, so there's no interest in extinguishing a species that we already found here.
Says 21-year-old Miguel, who volunteers for the Turtle Foundation. This organization has been working to preserve this species on Boa Vista Island since 2008. When Miguel first came to the project a year ago, he was serving as a soldier in the military, and his job was to protect the volunteers who patrol the beaches during the turtles' nesting season, from June to October. This year, he came back as a volunteer himself.
We go on patrols during the night. We have people who go on patrol for 4 to 5 hours during the evening. We stay there until they lay the eggs, and then when the turtle goes back into the ocean, we go on our way.
And this evening, Miguel is taking me along to see how his colleagues do their routine patrol. At 10 p.m., Miguel, 2 volunteers and I leave the camp. It's windy, and we walk on the sandy Curralito beach to see if there are sea turtles preparing to lay their eggs, or make nests, or just wandering around. After half an hour, we see a turtle. The volunteers start walking faster, but stay very quiet. We stay back so we don't disturb the turtle, which has already started to dig a nest where she will lay her eggs.
We have to stay with the turtle until she goes back into the sea. Sometimes we stay 3 or 4 hours with them. Sometimes they make as many as 9 attempts. They try to dig a hole to lay their eggs, but can't do it sometimes.
That isn't the case this time. The turtle was already laying her eggs when the volunteers team from the Turtle Foundation arrived. Normally, the volunteers take tissue samples and tag new turtles in the group. Because after laying the eggs, the turtle starts the camouflage process. She covers up the nest with sand, moving her fins, so it's more difficult to tag her. After the turtle successfully covers the eggs, the volunteers have to wait for it to return to the sea. But this time there is a problem.
Haven't you seen the turtle coming to this?
Yes,
and why she is here?
She came back.
I'm sorry for the turtle.
Paola, the team leader for the evening, is an Italian volunteer. She is frustrated because the turtle didn't find her way to the sea straight away. And many dangers await her. I am told that there is a large hotel on the beach and its light can disorientate the turtles at night as they look for the waves. When they're out of the water, they're vulnerable to poachers who want to hunt them for their meat or their eggs. Paola and the other volunteers stay on the beach and wait until the turtle finds her way to safety. Meanwhile, Miguel and I go back to the camp to get some rest, because tomorrow we have to wake up at 5:30 a.m. It's a special day for Miguel, because he gets to learn a new task, the census.
We look for nests that were made by the turtles during the night, and we count them.
Which is very important for statistic data. For 4 hours, Miguel, his tutor Alex and I walk along the Curral Velho beach, looking for tracks left by the sea turtles to mark their nests. And we try to find out how many turtles were on the beach during the night. Normally, the volunteers find between 3 and 5 nests, but this time...
The results were positive. I was learning how to do the census. And 11 turtles were on the beach during the night, and we had 8 nests.
The young Cape Verdean is proud to be a part of the preservation team, and his fellow volunteers are glad to have him. Amanda is the camp coordinator and tells us why.
Because he is a very engaged person. He is very serious, but he puts everything into his work. He does a very good job. I trust him and I trust him to lead a patrol. I think he is a good person to keep in the team and grow and learn more.
Carla Fernandes, Deutsche Welle Radio, Boa Vista, Cape Verde.
Some things you can't get over, like an insurmountable hurdle.